going, guys? For Instant Tea Media, I'm Josh.
I'm Garrett, and this is G&J Real Talk.
How we doing, bro?
We're doing good. It was good a solid day. Week. Yeah. Solid week.
It was a solid week.
The first podcast drop.
Hopefully you guys watched it. If not, it's okay. Check it out. We got way more coming. Basically, just pre-claimer, we're going to try and post every Wednesday and have short clips running out at least every day. Yeah, we got the Xbox tethered to the TV this time, so you guys can actually watch what we're going to be watching, react to some videos with us, so it's a little more interactive. But yeah, Super Bowl coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, man.
Who you got?
You know, against... I wouldn't even say my better judgment, because at this rate, man, he's just like that. You know, Pat Mahomes, I got the Chiefs, man. Yeah. The Chiefs are just, how many times can they win and win close games? They show up when the moment matters, from their D-line to special teams to the offense, just all three stages
There's
of the game.
There's not a lacking part of
it. When plays need to be made, that team makes them. I think they're going to get the job done on Sunday. I think it's going to be a good game.
I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
I don't know about that one, man.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be high scoring.
Dude, I think the Eagles are going to do way better than everyone's thinking, offensively-wise.
Nah.
You don't think?
I think that they'll do good in the run game, but that's it. Like, I truly don't see them.
Yeah, and the Chiefs' defense is pretty good at the run game. Yeah.
They were able to stop.
Actually, the Bills game, I feel like the Bills were running the ball more than they were throwing.
Oh, no, for sure. Like, the Bills were able to run the ball, but what the Bills and Eagles have in common is their quarterback presence.
Yeah.
You know, when it's fourth and one, you know, fourth and inches, they're getting it with their quarterback real quick.
For sure.
And I think that the Chiefs are good enough at stopping that's going to play a factor. And if Philly ever gets to a point where Philly's having to air the ball out, because it was a specific game in the Chiefs game right before half when it was like, yo, this could end up bad for the Bills if they don't score. And they got that deep bomb to Hollins to, you know, score at the end of the half before the Chiefs got it again in the second half. Mm-hmm. But I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be able to get it done passing. They haven't been really able to get the passing game going.
No, because Saquon's just running the fuck out of the ball.
And if Saquon, I think Saquon will still eat, because even James Cook still ate against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But they were able to outlast them, and I think that's what happens again.
It's just the Chiefs have been in this position so many times to where, like, fourth quarter, 2 minutes left is where they shine the most. Like,
championship DNA.
You're betting on them if they're either down or up. 2 minutes left, Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid playing, like, calling plays.
Yeah.
It's pretty unfair.
And don't sleep on their defensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah. No. Their defensive coordinator is locked the fuck down. Where is
he? Oh, man. I could not tell you where the Super Bowl is.
Because that's going to be a
big it's inside a dome.
I remember watching
a ESPN thing. I was like just watching SportsCenter, I think, and they said they showed Pat Mahomes' stats when he plays inside a dome in the playoffs. I don't know where it's at. I just know it's inside a stadium.
Is that benefit him?
Oh yeah, dude, he's undefeated.
What? Are you serious? In a dome?
Yeah, in the playoffs. Not just in his whole career. Okay, in the playoffs, in his career, anytime he's playing inside, like where they can shut it if it's like raining.
Dude, it's in NOLA.
Where the fuck is that?
New Orleans, dude.
Oh, you said NOLA.
NOLA.
Bro, that's not what I heard.
The Superdome where fucking the Saints play.
Yeah, man, I'm going Pat Mahomes.
New Orleans is about to be a fun-ass place for that weekend.
Yeah.
Because think about it, New Orleans is already like the party central, then mixing the Super Bowl.
Mixing Philly fans and Chiefs fans.
In New Orleans?
Man,
down south.
Good luck to the coppers down there.
Yeah, dude,
they're gonna have their hands full. No, like I don't think like violence, just dealing with a lot of drunk idiots.
Yeah, because
New Orleans is known for drinking.
And then you got the fans of the Kansas City Chiefs and Philly, who are the two most
obnoxious, especially Philly fans. Chief fans
might be a little reserved. Philly fans are.
Worst fans ever. I don't care what nobody says. Philly fans can come. Nah.
Yankee fans.
Any Philly sports team, bro, their fans are despicable at times. I can't. I just can't with Philly fans.
So you got Chiefs?
Yeah, who you got?
I got Eagles, man.
You're rocking with the Eagles.
I'm going Birds.
Okay.
Lizzie's also from Philly, so
okay.
I gotta support. I think I mentioned I wanted the Chiefs to win. She got a little mad.
Ah.
Even though she acts like she doesn't care, I think she does.
She cares. It's Philly's in their blood.
Philly's been having a solid year. The Phillies were in the World Series 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Now the Eagles are doing really good. I'm just glad Saquon's at a place where he can excel.
I won't be mad if the Eagles win just because of that. I love Saquon.
I love how supportive he is to his backup. Have you seen the videos?
Yeah, where he could have broke records.
Oh yeah, and he's like, no, I want my friend to fucking score. Yeah.
We want the young guys to eat.
I love that, man. That's because, dude, there's a lot of people where it's the complete opposite, and they're selfish. Also, did you see the comparison between the ending of the Bills game last year and the Bills game this year? It was like a clip where Pat Mahomes went up to Josh Allen and was like, fuck these refs, man. That was a terrible fucking call. And then whenever Josh Allen lost this year, he was like, hey, great game, blah, blah, blah. It's just like the difference between the losers and the
The sportsmanship. Well, no, that game was the game earlier this season. Don't forget, the Chiefs one loss this season was to the Bills. It wasn't last playoffs. It was literally earlier this season. That's how their handshake went down after the year with Mahomes saying that was a bullshit ass call or something.
See, that kind of like
and then
lose a little bit of respect for Mahomes. I don't remember the game, so the call might have been awful, but also the Chiefs have gotten away with so much shit.
Definitely. I mean, you're not going to complain when it's in your favor, you know. You're only going to complain when it's not.
But I respect Josh Allen for...
Oh, yeah, man. Josh Allen. I feel bad for Josh Allen, man.
Fuck.
He
can't catch a break, bro.
He can't.
And that's the shitty part is they played so well this year.
Yeah.
And to have...
I mean, man, they even played well against the Chiefs.
Beat them once.
Man, mm-hmm. It's just heartbreaking to see Josh Allen
not be able to get over this hump. You want that guy to win, man.
I thought it was going to be the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
I wanted Lamar there.
But it was just like, I feel bad for both of those quarterbacks. Legendary quarterbacks, and neither of them have been able to punch their ticket
Lamar
yet.
Lamar had a great year. Josh Allen had a great year.
Both had MVP caliber seasons. Yeah.
But also, we had some fucking good football this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we had Commanders. That was a fun one. I was going for the Commanders. I wanted Commanders.
Bills.
I wanted Commanders, Bills.
When it was down to the last four, Commanders, Bills.
Yeah, but we're getting Chiefs, Eagles.
It was okay.
I think it's going to be a really good game.
The season and even the postseason, fantastic football all the way around. Yeah. It was just like, you have two teams that have champion DNA bred throughout their, respective organizations, mm-hmm. and they won the big moments, mm-hmm. It's one game. You get one game to play against your opponent, and
that's how it's gonna go.
Yeah. Man, fucking basketball Doncic news. Holy AD shit. Trade? Man, what is Dallas thinking?
I don't know.
It makes sense for the Lakers, in my opinion. It doesn't make sense. I still have not been able to make it make sense for the Mavs. And the thing of, bro, you have two young centers in Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford, which are their two centers this mm-hmm. year. And then you're adding AD. AD's injury prone. He is getting older. Like, you traded your future.
Luka, I mean, how old is Luka?
Luka, man, I think isn't even 26. Right. He's like 26 or 27. They traded their future because now you have an older Kyrie. You have an older AD, older Klay Thompson, and then you have all these young role players now around it. Like, Luka was your star for the foreseeable future, and you just traded him. I don't know if you've ever played 2K. It's the basketball video game, bro. And everybody, in all the group chats I'm in, and, everybody I've been talking to, all the posts I've been seeing, everybody's like, this is a 2K-ass trade. Like, this is a trade that you would see if you're playing 2K franchise mode. And now the Lakers solidified their future for the next 10, 12 years. As long as they play it right, Luka. So when Bron actually wants to retire and get out, now you have Luka. And the biggest thing last year in the playoffs for LeBron was he needs somebody to help him carry the load and even be option one at times because he's getting older. Playing a seven-game series, LeBron's not going to be able to win you every single game. No, like, somebody's going to have to step up, and I think Luka is going to be that answer offensively. And then, yeah, how you feeling about the recent events, man?
Oh, the recent events. All the recent plane events. Crashes.
Yeah, man. Yeah. How you feeling about it? What are your thoughts?
So, you haven't watched it. There's a movie called Leave the World Behind. If you're not familiar, it's kind of like a depiction of what would happen if the world were to end. So, I'll show you.
There's something wrong with the TV. It's all messed up.
What that means?
What could it mean? It could be over in a couple of hours.
Gee, what?
You know something? I'm sure this will turn out to be a big nothing.
Not all the Teslas.
Yeah.
I don't think this is nothing. We're in this together until things get back to normal.
So that came out last December. So the part about where the beach, when there's that plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing was like, there's a cyber attack and they got a hold of the plane systems. So they just made them crash.
Okay.
In like random places, right? That's going on right now. Have you been seeing that shit?
Nah, I have. You haven't? I really haven't been keeping up. Like, I've seen the one where the, I think it was Washington D.C. Black Hawk.
That was the first one. Right? That was the first one.
And then I saw the Gonzaga men's basketball team airplane. Yeah. Their private jet almost got hit on the runway. I saw that one.
There's a Philadelphia plane that crashed. There's one. Yeah, so there's the one in Philly. The helicopter collide. Just a bunch of, I don't know, it's weird.
There's a few
small
of them.
Small airliner that crashed into like the side of a road. I don't know.
Suspicious. You think it's the end? You think it's all coming to an end?
I don't know, bro. I'd hope not.
I hope not.
But no, I don't know, dude. Could happen.
I hope
cyber attacks and shit. Everything, dude. The fact that AI it has gotten so powerful now that like we can't control it now.
The thing that caught me about that trailer you just showed me was the Tesla thing. It looked like the Teslas were just ramming.
The self-driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you can get like self-driving Ubers now. I know a lot of people have been getting
In LA, they've got the, I don't know what brand of car it is, but self-driving Ubers, which is fucking scary, bro.
Bro, it couldn't be me. Personally, I'm a type of guy.
It's the price of an Uber, too.
I like to have my own life in my own hands. Oh, yeah. Not saying that's one of those things where when you talk about things you can control in your life, you can control whether or not you get in a car with a driver. Mm-hmm. Or you get in a car where it's a program driving you around.
Yeah.
That's crazy work, in my opinion.
I don't like that whatsoever.
You will never catch me in one of those.
No.
I'll be walking. Hey, you heard the saying, everything's walking distance.
Yeah.
Everything's walking distance.
That's the thing. Anything can get hacked now. And it's not like they have that much protection over it. I've been thinking about this for a while now.
Yeah.
But like regulated steroid use in sports. It's fair enough for everyone, you know. People, it's going to be the same dose, same whatever. Baseball. Take it back to when Barry Bonds was playing. You would have Shohei Ohtani on steroids.
That'd be crazy.
He'd be throwing 110, 115, hitting like 600-yard bombs. And then football.
It would make it interesting.
Think about football. It'd make it more entertaining. And it'd be fair because everyone's on the same shit.
I will say I'm speaking impartially on this because I've never done steroids. Football is already a contact sport.
Oh, yeah.
They're
imagine
running full speed at somebody. So, like, as far as them trying to prevent how much CTE and, like, the safety of the players, I don't think football could ever do it. And
that would make sense.
It would go back to the old days.
It'd be dangerous.
Like, you would have somebody, Fred Warner, the linebacker for San Francisco, one of the best linebackers in the league.
Okay.
Him on steroids, he catches a little slot wide out on a slant over the middle, bro. You're hitting a brick wall.
Okay, so you bring up a good point. UFC? Imagine Francis Ngannou if he was on steroids.
Yeah, those guys, it's different, but I truly do believe a lot of them, like I think at least 80% of them are taking some type of performance enhancement. Everybody at the same level, then that's also some point where just genetics come in.
More realistic scenario for one game of the year.
everybody just everyone gets
just juices the fuck up, and then see, and then we, and then that's like pay per view TV.
That'd be legendary.
It's like the last game of the season, so it's like it won't stay on.
Yeah,
you know
what are they gonna call it? The Juice Bowl.
Juice Bowl. The yeah.
Dude,
juice
imagine bowl. The quarterbacks. More than half of them can already throw 100-yard bombs
bullets,
damn there.
Dude,
nobody's like, touching a finger on Tyreek Hill. You already can't catch that motherfucker in open space. You think you catching him when he's on some stuff?
Yeah,
and that's cooked.
So, yeah. Everyone's on agreement. This would be a dope idea.
It would be a dope idea. It would just be...
It doesn't make sense entirely, like, whatsoever.
Yeah. But it'd be fun as
a
viewer.
In a made-up world.
It'd be fun as a
I think it should be a new sport. That's
yeah.
like, there's the NFL, there's the NBA, there should be a new association where, like, and this is, like, you can't just have, like, Aaron Judge switch back and forth, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine Aaron Judge on steroids, regulated. That'd be fucking ridiculous. But, like, different athletes, like,
yeah.
new athletes that become this entire league and just take steroids.
That would be crazy.
That would be sick.
That'd
be cool.
Okay, so outside of sports, bodybuilders, lifters.
If you took Eddie Hall and just boosted him with TRT, we could. I mean, what's the world record bench? Do we know? Like, we could have people benching 1,500. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but it could happen.
World record bench is 1,401 pounds.
Who?
By Jimmy Cole. 1,400?
Yeah. On bench?
What the hell does Jimmy Cole look like?
635 kilograms.
When was this done?
2023 IPA TriStar Bash Meet.
Oh, this was
so
recent.
Okay, I guess let me rephrase the question. Just regular average gym people that go in there not for competition, should they all take tests at some point in their life? Oh, hell nah. Skip this ad, bro. What are you doing?
I don't know. We need someone else doing this. Oh, who got that?
Personally, I've, like, realized the more and more I've gotten into, like, the gym life, there are certain lifts that I don't do anymore because I'm...
So scared.
Yeah, I'm scared of injury. You can call me a bitch or whatever you want, but
bro.
I want longevity. We brought this up like a while ago when we were talking one time, and we were talking about being able to play, you know, get up
play
and still
with
your kids and your grandkids.
Yes.
When you're older, being able to still have the body and like the ability and the joint movement and just everything to be able to play catch, you know, play a pickup game with your kids. Obviously, it's a lifestyle you choose. I feel like that guy definitely chooses to live the lifestyle
sure.
he's living, which nothing wrong with that. But me, I never want to be a bodybuilder or a powerlifter.
No.
So why the hell am I trying to push so much weight? You feel pain after. Like,
yeah.
bro just passed out. Like,
oh, yeah.
you feel legit pain. Your
I
son,
hit 225 and...
He said, I'm chilling.
I'm good. I went up, okay, 270.
270,
went to
okay.
270. I wish I could do 275, but separated my shoulder snowboarding, so we're not even going to go there.
Yeah, that shoulder just,
oh, yeah,
you don't even want to risk it, dog.
Dude, like, oh, it's disgusting. But I'm going back to Texas next week, so I'll get that shit all checked out. Get my driver's license replaced because I lost that shit. I've been carrying a passport.
What?
Not smart. I'm a nervous wreck every time I go out because I just got my passport on me.
Yeah, I'd be a nervous wreck too. Dude, I've been lacking. I've gotten too comfortable in Boulder lately.
What?
Dog, with not carrying my wallet, bro. No, I have a license.
Oh.
I have a license and everything.
No, not driving with it.
Yeah, not driving with it. Like, or anything, bro. I, like, literally went to the gym the other day. After I left the gym, I was like, ooh, post-workout meal. All right. I literally get to the place I'm eating my post-workout meal at, dog, and then I start, like, patting my pockets. I'm like, oh, I ain't got my wallet. I look in my gym bag. I'm like, oh, my – like, my wallet is at my house in my room still.
Yeah.
I truly just don't carry my wallet.
Wallet, phone, keys before you leave.
Yeah, and I'm always just phone and keys and
phone
the
and
wallet.
Keys. Skip the wallet.
Let it be.
I lose my shit all the time. I wouldn't say I lose it. I misplace it.
Yeah, because I'll find it.
Yeah.
But sometimes...
But it'll take me a little bit.
Yeah, it irks me. One time I literally tore my room apart for 30 minutes looking for my keys.
You find it in a place where it's like...
It was hanging up where I hang my keys, bro. I literally hang my keys on a thumbnail to one of my posters. It was there the whole time. I'm thinking, is it under my bed? Did it fall under one of my nightstands? Just where did I put it?
Speaking of losing your shit, if you've ever lost your wax pen battery and you're like, why do I keep losing my battery? It's probably because you don't have a Wava. And if you don't know what a Wava is, it's the first Bluetooth trackable wax battery for cannabis. And it's Bluetooth trackable, so you can get an app. I don't have it on me, but you can ping it. And it's got like a ding, ding, ding sound. So if it's in your couch cushions or in your car, pull out your phone, ding it, and then you find it. Instead of ripping through your room for 30 minutes and then having to buy a new one and then having to buy a new one. You won't have to buy a new one again because it's Bluetooth trackable. Aircraft grade aluminum, which makes it basically indestructible. So go to wavalabs.com to get your own. So the link will be in the bio. Click on our link and go to their website. Thank you, Wava Labs. Love you guys. Much love for Jackson and Emmett.
And shout out those guys coming on the pod last week, man.
Yeah, dude. If you guys didn't watch it, we had a great... We had a great episode with the Wava guys. Both told some funny ass stories. The one where Emmett...
The TSA?
Yeah. That was funny
as shit. The TSA one, bro?
That was funny as shit.
I love TSA stories. Mm-hmm. They're hilarious. Bro, are you the type of person to arrive at the airport early?
I love this question. So I used to be the last guy on the plane until I missed my flight. And now I'm like my dad. And I'm like, I'm there 2 hours before. I kind of hate it. But that feeling, like, we're at the airport early. We got some drinks before the flight. We're walking to our gate. And we see the flight attendant or whoever's outside just shut the door. Oh, and we're like, hey, we're here. Can you open the door? Like, no. I'm like, you can't just open the door. We're here. Like, no. Go fuck yourself.
Bro said, no, we can't open this door anymore. And so
ever since that, I've been at the airport like an hour or two early.
I'll get there. Like, as long as I get there with like 20, 30 minutes to get through the airport, I'll be good.
Are
like,
you not worried about like there being like hella security or...
I factor that in.
Yeah.
I factor it in.
So is it more of like the adrenaline of you?
No, it's just I don't like waiting in an airport.
I understand. Yeah. Also,
especially if I'm alone. If I'm with people, bro, sometimes
it's easier.
If I'm flying with somebody, I don't care what time we get there because we can goof around, you know, chop it up. But like, dog, I don't know what it is about airports, man, but I just can't.
Can't be in there.
I can't. Yeah. By myself, dog, I'm just like, I'm weird when I'm in an airport. I will run through every single possibility and like every single
that would happen.
Yeah, that could go wrong. And I'm like, TSA, security, whatever, they're not ready.
See, then why the fuck would you get to, why are you getting to the airport so late?
Not those scenarios. I'm talking about scenarios that can go wrong in an airport while I'm waiting for my flight.
You. I got you. Like, you want to be out of that airport as soon as possible.
Yes, because I'd never want to get caught in one of the like moments you see online where somebody, you're just like, what are we doing?
I
never want to get caught in one of those moments. Oh, yeah. So I just exclude myself.
There's one thing why I used to just want to show up late. Is sitting, like, waiting on the plane to take off, and there's still people getting on. And then maybe the plane's, you know, the AC doesn't work, so you're sweating your ass off. You're in the middle seat. It takes, like, 15 to 20 minutes to get off, like, get in the air.
Yeah. You know I feel like that depends on the flight. Or, it depends on the flight, pilot. But
also, if you're at, like, a super busy airport where there's a lot of planes taking off, you also have to wait and shit.
I'm sorry if I've ever been a person that held up a flight, though. I will apologize for that.
You definitely have.
Bro, but, like, I be on perfect timing. No pun intended for CU folk, but no pun intended. But, like, literally, bro, I'll, like, walk to my gate and people are, in line. Like, A, B, whatever is boarding on the plane. Oh, if I see
there's still a line, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to get...
Oh, see, nah. Yeah, I take care of all that before. Yeah. I'm not that type of
person. Also, I'm, like I said, like, I'm always at the airport early. I'll fuck myself by going on my phone and then not charging it and wasting all my battery. And then getting on the plane and there's no outlets. So I'm, cause dude,
you don't do a portable? You don't bring a portable with you?
Dude, I don't remember that shit. Oh. I'll bring it and I won't charge it, you know? Okay, so it's just like waste of space.
Okay.
But no, I'll dead ass just drain my entire phone battery. And then, like, I'm boarding and I'm, like, at 20% for a 3-hour flight. And I'm like, yeah, oof. All right, so this is going to be a looking out the window kind of plane ride. You know what I mean? Or, like, use the magazines, which I should start doing. Picking up picking up a magazine before a flight.
I always bring at least a book. Good. Usually, if I'm, like, just in heavy flying, I'll always reread the Harry Potter series.
Okay. I didn't strike you as a... See, I never,
I'm such a big nerd.
Are you a nerd?
I'm a nerd.
Do you like Star Wars, Star Trek, all that shit?
Star Wars, Harry Potter, Marvel. I'm like big into like Flash, Arrow, like all it. That.
Did you watch The Boys?
What did you just say?
The Boys.
The Boys. What is The Boys?
Is that
Boys?
Not what it's called? Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah, fuck
the
you.
The Boys.
Bitch.
What is The Boys?
Fuck you.
Am I lacking?
Yes, you are. Concept is like, what would happen if normal people had superpowers? And, like, just normal people. Not, like, heroes, but, like, normal, everyday people. Is it just not wanting to show... Oh, here we go.
People love superheroes. They swoop out of the sky to save the day. People love that cozy feeling.
I feel like you're going to start watching this shit after this podcast. You're going to love this.
I've definitely seen these on my feed from TikTok.
Pretty dope, huh?
How have I never...
I know.
I've seen, like, I didn't know that's what it's called. That dude in the blue, like, the main superhero, I've seen him,
skits of him in real. The end of your Marvel guy. Yeah, I never got into it.
Mainly Harry Potter, though. That's okay.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. Good old Harry.
I never got into that shit.
The books are about long as hell. I'm chilling.
No.
I can't with the gummies. I'll take some goldfish, though.
Yeah?
That's all you have with goldfish.
Yeah, I got goldfish. I know it's going to be snacking.
But, yeah.
Okay, so I picked up those yesterday.
What's your favorite goldfish?
Either these or the Parmesan ones.
Hot take, most slept on pretzel.
I was literally about to say.
Yeah, it's the pretzel goldfish.
Those
are
really
the most slept on goldfish out
there. I love
those,
bro. But yeah, these, I don't know. I like how simplistic they are.
Bro,
like,
weren't they like supposed to change the name of goldfish or some shit?
I hope not. Also, these are, they're not expired. It says sell by.
You know, I always take the sell by. And the expiration date on a lot of food as a suggestion.
Really?
Yes.
I don't fuck with that. I'm the opposite, bro. If it's expired, I'm not touching it. I got food poisoning one time, and so I don't fuck with anything.
I've gotten food poisoning, but I still do it. It depends on the food. Like, if it's, like, dairy or something like that, I'm out. Mm-mm. I'm out. Mm-mm. I'll break down and buy some more or something.
Like, with cheese, like, I love cheese, but, like... If it smells like shit, I don't care if it still tastes good. If it smells like shit, I am not going to eat it.
Dairy products aside, but like, bro, cereal. Cereal don't got an expiration date, bro.
Okay.
Stop lying to
Favorite
me.
Favorite cereal. What'd you
Lucky eat? Charms or Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
It's between those
I'm
two.
I'm a Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, okay. So he's like,
I grew up in a household where like I didn't really have... Which I'm very thankful for now, like, as a 21-year-old, I eat healthy because of when I was younger. Mm-hmm. You know, the most we'd have was, like, tortilla chips or, like, original Pringles. Like, I'd go to my friends' houses all the time and rob their pantry because they had fruit snacks, they had all the fucking candy, chips, all that shit. Obviously, as a kid, when you don't have, like, you're like... Like, his mom lets him have all this, and like, well...
You want the junk food.
No, yeah, but also, I'm glad I didn't because I probably wouldn't be as healthy as I am.
Yeah.
Eating all that stuff.
Yo, speaking of health, just a crazy thought, because that reminded me, you were like being healthy at our age.
Yeah.
Reminded me, I have a body scan tomorrow.
Mm. What are you looking forward for that?
Bro, okay, the first
time I ever,
yeah,
okay.
So hopefully the machine's working.
That's shit. I did it last time, it did not work. I was kind of pissed off.
But then I saw somebody do it, and it worked perfectly for them. So hopefully it was just that day you went. It was a little rough. But we'll see. But the old one they used to have, bro, man, that was humbling. Bro, if you lift or you just need to be humbled in life a little bit,
go get a body scan. I've tried not to talk about it, but
good old pizza pie, baby. Boulder,
like, their garlic knots, in my opinion, are unmatched. Their pizza's super good. Always do a great job. The staff's amazing. I love them. The owner, Dave, manager, Jared. Love you guys.
Hey, she left us a little note.
Oh, look at that.
Hey.
Fuck yeah. Thank you.
I love it.
Appreciate you. But yeah, we're going to do a little, because I'm starving. I kind of want to garlic knot.
I think I've had pizza pie. I've had pizza pie a lot, I will say that. So it's not a taste test.
They hook us up a lot, so I appreciate you guys over at Pizza Pie.
If you work on the Hill, the food trades, bro. A lot of us are students or have been students, and the food trades on the Hill go crazy. I love it.
If you're a freshman or sophomore in Boulder, and you're a CU student, get a job on the Hill. You won't regret it. I won't lie. Not only do you meet a fuck ton of people working at these places, you make great connections, but the food trade.
That's how we met.
Yeah, that's how Garrett and I met. I worked at Pizza Pie, actually, and he worked at Illegal Pete's. So we do trades back and forth, and now look at us. We have a podcast. So, I mean.
You never know what type of friendships you can spark, man.
Exactly, man. Take chances, bro. I mean, garlic knots, dude. If you're not too hungry, like, you can't have a whole pizza. You're a little snacky.
Yeah.
Get the garlic knots. But yeah, thank you, Pizza Pie, for supplying our food.
If you guys have, you know, like, any suggestions, you know, we're still working through the kinks.
Well, we can start doing a Q&A.
Yeah.
I'd love for that, a little interactive. But, yeah, for Instant Tea Media, this has been the G&J Real Talk Podcast.
Like, comment, subscribe.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Share with your folks.
Peace out,
have
guys.
A good one.